This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The government today launched a national campaign, Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat, in New Delhi. The primary agenda of the campaign is to make India a child marriage-free nation. Launching the campaign, Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi said the government has identified 130 districts where this campaign will be run in a focused manner. During the event, Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi also unveiled the Child Marriage-Free Bharat portal. The online platform has been developed to support the campaign's mission of raising awareness, preventing child marriage, and effectively reporting incidents of child marriage. Ministry of Finance has said that PAN 2.2 project, which has been approved by the Union Cabinet, is a transformative initiative to modernize taxpayer registration through advanced e-governance. The ministry added that this project aims to streamline and modernize the process of issuing and managing permanent account number, PAN, and tax deduction and collection account number, TAN, making it more user-friendly and efficient. PAN 2.0 also aims to revolutionize the existing system by integrating all PAN and TAN services into a unified portal, ensuring a seamless and paperless process. It added that free e-PAN services and simplified updates enhance convenience for taxpayers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today urged youngsters to take part in quiz, which can ensure them to be a part of the historic Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue. The Viksit Bharat Challenge is a four-stage competition which invites young people to participate and contribute ideas. The challenge kicks off with an all-India digital quiz competition from the 25th of November to the 5th of next month. This competition is open to all individuals aged between 15 to 29. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader Hemant Soren will take oath as Chief Minister of Jharkhand tomorrow. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar will administer oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Soren at a function organized at Morabadi Maidan in Ranchi. Talking to reporters in Ranchi, Hemant Soren said he has invited Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah along with leaders of India Bloc for the ceremony. In the 81-member assembly, India Bloc secured 56 seats. Central government has completed the fourth tranche of the e-auction of critical and strategic mineral blocks. In a statement, Ministry of Mines said the 10 mineral blocks which have been e-auctioned are located in Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh, Karnataka, Jharkhand, Maharashtra and Arunachal Pradesh. The air quality in the national capital Delhi remains in the very poor category with an average air quality index AQI of 302 as of 8 p.m. this evening. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the AQI in several areas of the city continues to fall in the very poor category. Delhi's Vivek Vihar was recorded at 325, Anand Vihar at 320, Bhavana at 343, Ashok Vihar at 320, Alipur at 310, and Arkipuram recorded an AQI of 302. India has welcomed a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said, India has always called for de-escalation, restraint and return to the path of dialogue and diplomacy. It hoped that these developments will lead to peace and stability in the wider region. Bangladesh Nationalist Party BNP today urged Professor Muhammad Yunus, the head of the interim government, to forge national unity to tackle the evolving situation and resolve the existing problem. A five-member BNP delegation led by its Secretary-General Mirza Fakhrul Islam Alamgir met him this evening to share its concern over some untoward incidents that happened in the country over the past few days. Indian Grandmaster Gukesh Domaraju posted a win over Ding Liren of China in the third game of the World Chess Championship in Singapore today to tie up the 14-match final series at 1.5 points each. After tasting defeat in the first game of the event, Gukesh managed a draw in the second before registering his first win of the series in the third game as Liren ran out of time on the clock in the third iteration of the rivalry in the final series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.